You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Yesterday, the Abuse in Care Inquiry report was released to the public. It came with a set of formal recommendations, including a suggestion for a formal apology from the government, compensation, and new legislation to do with mandatory reporting. Labour leader Chris Hipkins also acknowledged Labour's role in beginning the inquiry and their response to the 2021 interim report, stating, "We didn't do enough and the ball now falls to you and your government." He added that this must be bigger than politics. And data released last week shows the number of benefit sanctions being issued by the government is up 50% compared to this time last year. This has been met with criticism, but the Minister for Social Development says the sanctions are because the government is serious about getting people into work. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I ask about both of these topics, as well as a bill that was dumped yesterday because the Minister failed to turn up to its first reading with Labour's Carmel Cipollone. I started by asking about the number of benefit sanctions. The number of benefit sanctions being issued by this government is up 50% from this time last year. What does this mean for beneficiaries?
It means exactly what we thought would happen under this government. There's a punitive approach being taken. They haven't been successful at supporting people into work. In fact, yesterday I was talking about last week's figures, only 297 people on JobSeekers supported into work over the period of a week, which is lower than what happened during the peak of COVID. And so what they seem to be doing is trying to sanction people to get them to leave the benefit. And perhaps that's the way that they're trying to achieve their 50,000 people reduction on benefit. But at the moment, it's abysmal.
The Minister for Social Development says the sanctions are because the government is serious about getting people into work. How much of this do you agree with?
Well, they're not serious about getting people into work because you can see really clearly that they're not exiting people off benefit into work. The Minister was presented with an option and advised by the Ministry for Social Development that rather than choose a target of trying to reduce beneficiaries by 50,000, she should be trying to set a target around exits into employment, which is the outcome that ultimately is the best outcome. But she chose not to choose that as the target and instead went for a reduction. Yesterday in the House, she was talking about the need to ensure that the flow on to benefit is not high, that they're able to slow that down. Well, at the moment, while there's no jobs for people, and people are losing jobs, then you're going to see people come on benefit. So I'm not sure how the Minister intends to stop the flow, except by making it harder for people to access the benefit.
Some criticisms have said this government is locking people into poverty with their sanctions. Would you agree with this?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Also, despite the fact we've had nearly 20,000 more people on benefits since they've taken office, we've seen quite a reduction in the number of hardship grants being given out, which concerns me because you would assume with more people having to go into welfare, more working New Zealanders who are struggling with the cost of living, that actually the hardship grants would still be high. Instead, we see a decline there. So I'm concerned that those that are on benefit or those that are working but should be eligible for hardship support aren't necessarily getting it. I'm concerned that sanctions are being used as a way of pushing people off benefit. And I'm also concerned that people aren't getting the support that they need to be able to get into employment because the focus is overall on this kind of punitive approach.
The Abuse in Care Inquiry was released to the public yesterday. What did it tell us?
I think, well, firstly, we just need to acknowledge all of the thousands of survivors who've been waiting for this report and the over 2,000 survivors who shared their traumatic stories with the Royal Commission. It shows us that over consecutive governments, over decades, that the people that were in state care and their stories have been largely ignored and not responded to. And so there is so much that we need to take on board here. There is a report now in front of us with recommendations, and all political parties are going to need to take that away and take it very seriously.
How open are you to implementing these recommendations?
That's something that we're going to have to discuss, but we're absolutely open to implementing the recommendations. I think, you know, beyond the faith system, there's a lot to do as well. We heard so many stories from people with respect to the racism that they experienced, the discrimination of disabled children that was experienced, and just the failure of the state to exercise that duty of care that all New Zealanders should expect.
This comes at the same time that the government is implementing their state-run boot camps. How do we know what happened won't keep happening?
Well, absolutely, that is the question to ask. And there has been a strong response from survivors, a negative response with respect to the boot camps. And then for many, it is triggering. There are stories in that report of people who were taken to boot camps as part of the care, that, even though it's very hard to call it care, that the state was supposed to be providing to them. And the experience that they had was overwhelmingly negative, and they experienced abuse there. And then we have now a government that is going down the same track, implementing a policy that has been proven not to work in the past, and it feels like history on repeat.
Because of this report, there's been many renewed discussions about the state care to prison pipeline. Is this something that could shape your criminal justice and law and order policies?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that all political parties should be looking at their law and order policies with this in mind. You know, we heard in the House yesterday from politicians, but it was reiterating what the survivors of abuse and state care have shared as part of their story, that the trauma they experienced from the abuse led them down paths. Some of them have ended up in prison. There are stories about people going on to become the abuser. Some have ended up in gangs. Some have ended up, just overwhelmingly in the criminal justice system. And so, you know, we have to take on board how people get to these places. And clearly, abuse and state care has played a role in that.
Yesterday, a bill was also dumped when the Minister for Social Development didn't turn up. What happened?
So, very bizarre situation, especially it was the first reading of a bill, and it was very clear that the government parties were fumbling, they were in a shambles, there was chaos. The lead minister, Louise Upston, didn't show up to the House. They hadn't prepared another minister to take up the speech. And so what ended up happening was actually the bill was discharged, which means that it's going to have to be reintroduced to the House before we were able to get onto it. It just is really indicative of how much of a shambles this government is in, and they can't even get the basics right.
What was the bill?
The bill was an amendment bill to the Social Security Act. It was regulatory, so it was technical changes. It wasn't something that was that is overwhelmingly going to make a difference to the welfare system. So it's not one that was going to be opposed by us, and unlikely, I'm not entirely sure, but other opposition parties. And so it was in some ways very non-controversial. And the fact that the minister couldn't show up for a basic piece of legislation like this just goes to show the level of disorganised that the government are.
You said you also had a speech prepared to go yesterday. What would you have spoken to on the bill?
I would have spoken to the fact that they are regulatory changes, that I've looked through the bill, that there seemingly is nothing to be concerned about, that I'd spoken to a beneficiary advocate on this bill, and there had been no concern expressed. I probably would have gone down the path, to be honest, Caden, about talking about things that had nothing to do with the bill, the areas of the welfare system under this government that I am concerned about. But there was not a lot to talk about.
Did you want to talk about the areas of welfare you are concerned about within this government?
Oh, yeah, I would have gone down the track about talking with respect to the significant increase in sanctions, the reduction in hardship support, the target they've set to reduce the number of beneficiaries by 50,000, and yet here they are already up by 20,000. I would have found a way to slip those things in, Caden, even though they weren't necessarily relevant.
That was Labour's Carmel Cipollone on the Abuse in Care Inquiry and the increase in benefit sanctions.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.